Right now on VFN TV, we're going to see some prophetic fulfillment. The White House is filled with Americans, and specifically black, young black leaders summit took place in the White House. The White House was filled with great entrepreneurial leaders. So exciting. Breanna Bolander prophesied about this when God gave her a prophetic dream. We're also going to go to Dr. Michael Brown in an interview on stream talking about how we need to look at our political leaders right now on VFN TV.
VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
We have so many good things to talk about today. You know, when God tells you something prophetically, you know, you're talking about it when it's not popular, when it's not even in people's knowledge to be taking place. And quite often it's unpopular to mention it because everybody's thinking that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they found out when Jesus was prophesied about, it was going to happen, right?
Period.
And so, but when you were talking about Jesus before he came, it was difficult. Well, God speaks prophetically about things to come, and he spoke specifically about what this presidency would be like and how, you know,
talking about the Trump presidency.
The current president, President Donald Trump of America, president of the United States. And God told me specifically, show me ahead of time, which we talked about in the program, that whoever would be the president before he won the presidency, that they would be a friend of the church. You know, they would be, they'd walk quickly, they'd do things together, and that's definitely fulfilled. The moment that he would lay his hands on the Bible, that the Speaker of the House said that he had a plan on getting business, that's exactly what happened with President Trump. But also, God showed me the whole White House was filled, just totally filled with people, American people, every day, us.
Citizens.
Citizens of, because quite often it's just the...
The elites.
Yeah, the elites, you know.
The connected.
Yes, and they say they're
speaking
for us, right?
Yeah.
And so, but also, you know, he showed me that the whole White House would be filled with all, it's called the people's house. People said, how can you, you know, have church in a house? Well, God, you know, America runs the entire country from a house. The White House. And so, but the White House I saw, God showed me, was just filled with all of us. And we're very diverse. When somebody says that you have confidence and surety in your nation. America's not like any other nation. We have a whole bunch of different ethnos groups, you know, because the word nation comes from the word ethnos. So when people hear nation, some people attach that to race, but in America it's unique because we're a whole bunch of different races. So when you actually say, you know, I want the original tent for America. We like the Constitution. We need to protect our borders. That's not protecting it from different races because we're all kinds of races.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, just this week in the White House, the Young Black Leaders in America, that's the name of the organization, came to the White House to celebrate what's taking place, this entrepreneurial environment. Mm-hmm. And it's just so exciting. And each of these leaders, you know, have their own streams of influence. They're influencers. And they were so excited and thankful for how President Trump is leading our nation. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is the summit taking place in the White House. And this is just part of their encounter in the White House, not all of it. I mean, in D.C.
Yes.
But this is when they made it to the White House and they're talking and they were welcomed with great, you know, honor. And it was just...
Respect. It was awesome. Very
I'll tell you, to be honest with me, if you're watching right now and you're part of the Young Black Leaders, when I first saw your acceptance of the president when he came out, because they didn't show that first part where you were very accepting. I was in tears because he means so much for African Americans in regards to entrepreneurship and changing the education, changing the mindsets that oppress so many people so long. Because everybody should be treated equally.
And not being taken for granted.
You know, yes.
Not being taken for granted. That's so important. Yeah. They were recognized.
Right.
And you can see their appreciation, you know.
Yes.
Free thinkers, if you will.
Right. And it's just so cool. As a matter of fact, so this is Young Black Leaders in the White House being welcomed by the president. Take a look.
And it is my great honor to be with so many brilliant, and that's what you are, brilliant, courageous, patriotic, and proud Americans. Who in this room wants to be president someday? So it's an ambitious group. When I ran for president, I asked black Americans to give me a chance with your vote by saying, what the hell do you have to lose? Remember? The African American unemployment rate has hit the lowest level ever recorded in the history of our country. History is fashioned by those like you who step up to the plate and get into the game and get the grand slam home run.
USA! USA! USA!
I'm so excited. It means that the African American is not going to miss the blessing coming to the nation. As a matter of fact, one of the prophetic words are that a revival would come to America and would come through the African American Christians in America. And it's exciting. But listen, early on, way before President Trump was president, God spoke to Brianna Bolander in a prophetic dream, and she shared that with us. And so you're hearing this. I want you to see this. This is before he got into presidency and what God said that he would be, and you're seeing it firsthand. So let's go listen to the VFN Dream Center hearing Brianna Bolander share about this prophetic dream about he would be the best president for African Americans. Check it out.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store, and I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through, and there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we're walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty, and as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified?
And speaking to the African American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly, there was circled Obama. And you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again. Use the issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. So thank God for that.
Well, you know, God speaks prophetically before things happen, letting us know what's going to be taking place. And the confirmation of that is many things, but one is seeing, reportedly, this is what some people were reporting who were there in the White House. They were saying that there's never been that many African American citizens in the White House at one time. Who would have ever even
thought?
it's time for that to be happening. And that you think it would have happened in the previous administration, but it definitely happened. It's happening now. All the citizens are coming in. As a matter of fact, I want to make sure you go to vfnkb.com/vote and find out what you need to find out to be able to vote. Vote, vote, vote. The best thing that you can do is get out to the polls, determine who you're going to vote for, and vote. And understand, God's taking this country in a great direction, but you have to participate in the process. This is a tipping point for the nation. And some people want to go backwards, and some people want to go forward, and some people want to go on with God. That's what we want to do, is go on with God's direction. But when we get back from this break, John, talk to us about it.
Yes, when we get right back from this break, we're going to be hearing from James Robinson and Dr. Michael Brown. He just released a new book about President Trump. And he talks about how we can support President Trump without necessarily believing everything that he says or be in agreement. It's a wonderful conversation, insightful, and you're not going to want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's a very interesting book we want to talk to you about. Dr. Michael Brown. Wrote a book, and he's being interviewed by James Robinson. It's just real compassionate. I mean, it's interesting.
Don't you love James?
Well, yeah, you think about James coming with Michael. You know, that's like a, although that yes. James used to be like
really?
Michael. Yeah, he used to be just tough. He was tough. And then, I mean, he was a minister, but then he didn't say he got saved, but he just like got nice and he realized love and compassion or whatever.
Dr. Michael Brown is not.
He's pretty direct, you know.
Yeah, he is direct.
If you want a direct answer, you can get. As a matter of fact, I think you have a thing that says, Ask Dr. Brown.
There you go.
But he has this book, and John, tell us about this book.
Well, the title of the book is called Donald Trump is Not My Savior. An evangelical leader speaks about his mind about the man he supports as president. And James Robinson is interviewing him in this concept, and it's a wonderful interview, and we're going to bring it to you. Well, he's talking about this book is so important.
Well, I think it's important to think about this, is that so many people, to be able to accept what they're saying, especially Christians, they start trying to figure out how they must be saved versus the fact that, you know, God can use anything
anybody.
He wants to. He's created it. So
imagine that. God uses imperfect people.
Right. We know that for sure.
I think we are, evidence of that.
And I like what Pastor John Kilpatrick said at Church of His Presence. He said, you know, that President Trump might not be a man of God, but without a doubt, he is God's man. As a matter of fact, let's go to the interview now.
Well, I'm continuing my discussions with Michael Brown. Dr. Michael Brown is one of the greatest writers and thinkers, I believe, in the world. And it's a thrill to have him not only writing for the stream, but also, Donald Trump is not my savior. That's not a sarcastic comment. It's the truth. There is no president, no king, no leader who will ever be our savior. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our savior. He is the greatest example the world will ever see. And everything that flowed from his mouth was wisdom. Well, when he writes about this statement, you may think that he's just taking a shot at Donald Trump. No, he's making a point. And I made this point, and you know, Michael, you heard me say that I will talk to anyone that will give me an opportunity. Donald Trump, at the suggestion of Ben Carson, Dr. Carson, gave me an ear. And we spent a tremendous amount of time together. We spent weeks and months together and hours together talking and days and traveling together talking. It is not an overstatement. It's actually, we were welcome there. I was welcome there. And the things that you share of concern, I shared with him one-on-one, and he received me, never pushed back. He always was gracious. Did he change and become everything we would ever hope our own children or others would be, or perhaps he hoped his own children be? No, it didn't happen that rapidly. Melania makes it clear today he doesn't move as quickly as she might want him to move in certain areas, but he did listen. So when you wrote this book, you had started writing because you're a prolific writer, I think a great writer, and you write regularly for the stream, but you began writing cautions and concerns and calls for prayer. Now, do you see at this point now, because as we go through this, it almost looks like you went from being what might have been one who's evaluating from a critical center view to one who's evaluating from positive. Look what's going on. Are you seeing what looks to you like in some ways a miracle and maybe even a miracle answer to prayer?
Yeah, there's no question that the people surrounding Donald Trump and the people praying for him have made a difference. And that's why the subtitle of the book is An Evangelical Leader Speaks His Mind About the Man He Supports as President. See, here's where I feel we get boxed in.
And you're referring to yourself.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we get boxed in that either we have to make him our savior and he's everything perfect, or we have to completely renounce him. We have nothing to do with him. What I'm wondering about is, why can't we do, say, what Melania did? That's his wife. That's the closest person to him in the world. But she says, I don't like all of his tweets. Why can't we say, Paul, I wish he didn't call that former employee a dog, but you better believe I support him, and he's doing a great job here, and this is better. You know, look, the economy, all these other things, there's a lot of positive stuff. And, you know, who else has met with the leader of North Korea, and who else has gotten Europe to make certain changes, and who else has actually not just talked about moving the embassy in Jerusalem, but moved it. When I was in Jerusalem earlier this year.
Well, you're Jewish. I think it's important for our viewers to know that. You're a Messianic Jew.
Yeah.
And you love the Jewish people. You love everybody. And Jesus is your Savior.
Yeah, so here I am in Jerusalem in May, and I get surrounded by these ultra-Orthodox Jews, and they're yelling at me. They don't want me preaching, sharing on the streets and all this. So I figure I'm in this marketplace with all these secular and non-believing Israelis around this. I'll use this as an opportunity. So we got the police, this whole bit. So I start turning to the people, and I say, is this legal? Don't I have the right here in Israel? Can I speak freely? So one of the market guys says to me, do you like Trump? I said, I voted for him. He goes, then you're good. Listen to him. He's good. I wanted to talk to the people there in Israel about Jewish issues and the Messiah and so on. And before they would come on and do interviews with me for a TV show, they said, make America great. Make Israel great. He does what he says. So what's interesting is that as much as we wish this could be more nuanced and this could be more Christian, etc., and let's see evidence of God working in his life, you're looking about a ripple effect around the world. That's massive, and that's incredible. So God is definitely at work. One of the articles that I reprinted in the book there was asking, should the Faith Advisory Council abandon Donald Trump? You're on that council, Pastor Jack Graham, another friend, others on the council, because Trump did something that upset a lot of people. It's like, no, that's what you're there for. You're there to give him godly input. And I remember talking to Dr. Richard Land, someone else on the council. He said out of the 17 Republican candidates, Trump was his 17th choice. Now he's on the Faith Advisory Council. He said, we sit there, we strategize about helping the inner city, programs for immigrants and refugees and all these things. He said, we're doing good work, and this stuff is getting to the president, and you have his ear. Who would not take advantage of that? So I reduced it to something really simple. Donald Trump didn't die for my sins. Jesus did. Jesus gets my life, my loyalty, my testimony is tied in with him. President Trump is my president. He gets my vote. And I'm not going to let the world force it to be either or. And we need to tell others, listen, my testimony is tied in with Jesus. My reputation is tied in with Jesus. But if we had an epidemic in our community, you had these pit bulls with rabies that were biting children, and children are getting rabies and dying, and you don't have a dog catcher, and you have a choice of two guys. One is the nicest guy in the world, great marriage, nice, never uses profanity, never drinks, his kids are sweet kids, but he can't catch a fly. And you got another guy, he's nasty, he's mean-spirited, his wives won't even talk to him, his ex-wives, but this guy can catch a dog with his teeth. That's the guy you get for dog catcher. So I would rather Donald Trump was more Christian this way and that way, but dealing with the dictators of the world and having to drain the political swamp, yeah, he's being used by God.
When we first were questioned as to why we would even talk to him, I made this statement, and I stand by it. God has used imperfect people to accomplish his perfect will. He always has. He always will. Imperfect people sitting here talking,
yes, sir,
about an imperfect person. But what we're doing is we're praying for him to make the right decisions, the wisest decisions. And what we're witnessing right now appears, in fact, to be an answer to the prayers of very serious, I would say, biblically focused, a biblical worldview people. I believe we're seeing an answer to prayer.
Yeah, absolutely so. And one reason that I wrote Donald Trump is not my savior is to tell evangelicals that have voted for Trump, give this book to a friend of yours that says, how can you vote for this man? If you're wavering, I don't know if I should do this, look at the larger picture. Look at the larger issues. It's not Republican versus Democrat or conservative versus liberal. It's look at the larger issues. And look at this. Look at what's come to the surface through Donald Trump's presidency. You know, we talk about him being a divine wrecking ball, which is great for demolishing an old house. It's not good for renovating a room, so it swings both ways. Got to be careful. But look at this. Look at what's come to the surface. How radical some of the political opposition is. How rabid some of the media is. How extreme some of these things are. Stuff has come to the surface. So just ask, which side of those issues am I on, and vote accordingly. It's a very important vote.
I personally think that the extremes have become very dangerous, potentially even deadly. Very, very important that we pray and that we vote. We're voting for principles that are in line with biblical truth, in line with our founders and the Constitution. And it's very important. Everyone pray, everyone vote. Get the book. You can go to Amazon or other booksellers. Donald Trump is not my savior. It's an evangelical speaking out, speaking his mind about the president, and it was as he walked the journey. And I would highly suggest you get it, but above all, pray and vote.
pray and vote. This is so important. Yeah. You see right now on your screen, you go to vfnkb.com/vote, and you can find out, you know, how people stand on issues, so you can actually decide on who you're going to vote for. But understand this, that, you know, VFN Kingdom Business, we've talked about this often, the understanding that though we're working with you, quite often some people think, you know, just because somebody loves me, then I'm right.
Right.
But God loved the rich young ruler and walked away. Love everybody.
Sure.
Tell them the truth, but work with everybody that you can work mm-hmm. with. When you're working in all seven mountains, the family mountain, business mountain, education, government mountain, all these different mountains, you have to really understand that you're not working, everybody's not a Christian per se. Many are, some aren't, some think they are, some aren't. Either way, God knows people's heart. The big thing is work with folks. You don't have to strategize to figure out.
There's a common good that we can all work towards.
Oh my goodness,
You know. We can't be divided in the world, but not of the world, right?
Right, exactly. So go to vfnkb.com/vote to find out some details so you can vote. Be sure to vote. As a matter of fact, not only vote, but pray. Pastor John Kilpack, the Church of His Presence, is calling us to pray for the midterm elections. So listen up. It's so important. Understand that God looks for someone who will stand in the gap. God's the one that's in control. He's the one that's waiting to see if we believe he's in control, understanding no matter where things are at, good or bad, if we'll turn to him and we'll pray, he'll respond. He'll respond to bringing heaven here on earth. He says, pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's his goal. His desire. And there's so many things happening right now on the earth. You know, prophetically, what I feel in my own spirit, you know, I'm feeling like without a doubt in my own spirit, this is what I feel, that it's a precipice. We're on a turning point. It is an epicenter, and that nations are being positioned for their role in this end time.
Absolutely.
And that, and I'm not saying how long the end time is going to be, but I'm just saying in regards to, you know, Israel's going to stand, by the way, just so you know that, mm-hmm. you know, as the Jewish nation, but I believe America is going to stand if we go through the door and not assume it and humble ourselves, you know, for the Christian nation. That's not everybody's a Christian, but understanding our principles, Judeo-Christian values, that we will stand in the context of bringing the light to so many nations, because it's amazing how much there's been evil done around the world,
Absolutely.
But how much good has been done in the world.
There's so many things that we can do, so many things that we can do in our own strength, but the greatest thing and the chief thing that we can all do is pray. And we have to pray for this election, for God's will to come to pass.
Yes, and so I want to encourage you right now. I'm going to join you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. It's us together. We have a great surprise coming for all of our subscribers, always coming really soon. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray for these elections, Father God, that you would move by your power, by your spirit, Lord, that you would put angels over each polling place to protect those polling places, that it would be a righteous vote, Father God, that you would thwart anything that's happening in or outside of our country that would kind of turn or twist the election outside the will of people and the will of what you have for this nation, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.